Hey guys, welcome back to the B-List. I am here and I'm awake and the weather is so nice today. Wait, you're in LA, right?
Yes, it is gloomy.
Gloomy. Oh, yes. Well, we got the weather here. I have a special guest in the house. She's a return guest. She's a comedian, a writer, a producer. She has her own podcast, which I actually really like, Spectacle. Spectacle and Unscripted History of Reality TV, right? That's
yes.
Cool. And she's written for New York Times, The Cut, Complex, Time. It's Mariah Smith.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
Of course. Thank you for coming back.
Of course.
There's so much to talk about. I needed to talk to someone who's going to be like fully like aware of the mess this week.
Is truly a lot to clean up. There is mess upon mess.
Unprecedented.
It's so exciting though, because I feel like with COVID, we've been sort of denied weeks like this. Like pre-COVID, things would think like there would be newsworthy items all the time. But this week, we have been just truly blessed.
Showing her ass. 2021. Like, let's get into it. I mean, it's a mountain of mess, but I feel like we're going to climb our way to the pinnacle, which I'm sure we all know what it is.
Oh my God. But, yes. Yeah.
But I feel like I try to, well, like quickly to brush on that, but like, I don't really watch Real Housewives of Atlanta. I don't know if you follow me, what I talk about.
I do,
like,
yes.
I used to love Real Housewives of Atlanta, right?
Me too. Like,
the show is like a sad shell of what once was. And now I watch, I'm like, I hate this fucking shit. Like I watch it the other day and I was trying to like, I was like, thank God I don't review this show. Cause like, this shit is crap. Like,
I watched the only episode I saw was the Bolo episode.
Nope.
And I was like, this didn't even do it for me.
It's not hidden. Like, it's not given what y'all said it was supposed to have gave.
Yes. Okay.
It's like, how are y'all like, it's like, no, this is not it. Y'all like poo-pooing sex workers now? This is so good. Like, I can't. We gotta, let's rewind.
Yes, let's rewind. We'll get to all that.
We're gonna get to that. I'm not a Barb, but I know that did Nikki, she really like re-released.
She re-released an album from 2008. Yeah. It was.
And then I sound so ignorant. Cause like, I do know Itty Bitty Piggy word for word. I'm not ignorant, but like,
I have no idea.
Yeah. Cause I'm not a Barb. I don't really play with Barb culture.
Me either. I stay far away. They stay
out of my mentions.
Yes. They scare me.
They don't scare me. I'll fight them, but like, I don't want like, but just like, I don't know. I don't really fully understand what it was, but she re-released the album with Itty Bitty Piggy. It was a mixtape, right? Mm-hmm. And added new tracks with Drizzy and Lil Wayne, which nobody's really checking. I'm not checking for it. I mean, I like Drizzy no matter what.
Exactly. Personally, I used to check for Lil Wayne, but at the moment I unfortunately am not.
Nope.
He will remain unchecked.
Yeah, and Drake's music, a lot of it hasn't stood the test of time with me, but I always would smash still today.
Yes.
Like,
yes.
He's handsome.
He is, there's something about him. I'm like, he can do no wrong in my eyes. And his Instagram is a beautiful place because he's so removed from reality, but in a grounded sort of way.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, this is so, he's a very unique celebrity. And that's what I love about him. But back to Nikki, the biggest news that came out of this release for me were that the Crocs, she was wearing Crocs in a new photo campaign and they're selling like hotcakes.
I know you know, I don't fool with those. My friend Keith was sending me pictures from whatever DSW warehouse shoe place or whatever the fuck. He was like sending me photos and it was like black and white. He was like, which one? And I was like, neither. What the fuck are you doing? Don't send me these. I hate Crocs. I'm so sorry. You're not going to make it cool for me.
I almost pressed hit on an order of Crocs the other day. And thank God the Lord took my hand and said, Mariah,
how much are they?
Not for you. They're like $40.
Oh, that's not bad.
It's not bad. But I they're not for me in this season of my life, and Crocs are not my ministry. So I'm just going to leave that to the Barbs, and they can do what they will with their little clip-ons and their holy shoes.
That, like, Crocs fall into that space in the world for me where it's like, I'm okay shitting on stuff. Like, if I don't feel like it has any redeeming, like, I'm like, I want to let people enjoy shit. Like, it's like Lizzo. I don't like Lizzo's music, but I appreciate Lizzo existing. You know what I mean? Like, I love her as a person, and I love that she's doing her thing, but I'm not listening to her fucking music. I'm not going to Lizzo's show. Crocs, I'm not letting anybody enjoy those. I want to take everyone take these off. You know what I mean? It's like, yeah, that's where I'm at with that. But I guess y'all rock the Crocs. I thought we were over it.
Me too. And they really made a comeback. And I will say, I'm going to put myself out there and say I did buy a pair of plastic Birkenstocks.
See, that's different. Those are cute. Yeah, I thought about those.
Those make me feel some type of way, though, when I put them on. And I'm like, it's a slippery slope. I got to tell you. So
then the next thing you have those Yeezy ones.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then the next thing you know, you've lost your straight up mind.
I know. Have you seen the orange Yeezy ones? They're like little.
I absolutely have.
They look like you wear those in county. Like those, they give you those in jail. You and y'all are paying money to dress like inmates. Out of my face.
Oh my God.
Other crazy news this week. Monumental. Mm-hmm. Wendy Williams unveiled her wax figure.
Oh, and what a moment it was.
What a great moment for television to see Wendy see herself on wax on camera. It's just like so meta.
And it's like, how did we get so lucky?
Yeah.
I mean,
I love Wendy because she's hit this place where she's so aware of her celebrity and aware of the spectacle that she is, but she's somehow bought into it, but still like not fully, I don't know, like not ruined by it. Like she plays along.
Yes.
Still doesn't know. Like she's still posting the gross food on Instagram, right? Oh, she's still doing it with a fucking like Android phone. It looks like she's like at Wendy's taking a photo of French fries, and the photo is so grainy, it looks like it was shot with a baked potato. It's like she is, and she's so proud of it. And she's just like, oh, I just love it. We need more celebrities like her. You know, she's going to always be her.
Yes. You know? And like the thing with her is like, as we saw in her documentary, Wendy Through Her Eyes, the one where, not the movie, the documentary, where she was eating caviar with Doritos.
Love.
And I'm like, is the whole moment of her sitting on that couch crying with all the mess and junk around her. I'm like, this is, she can only be, she can only, she's the only celebrity who can celebrity this way.
Yeah.
Because it's so high end and high brow, but low brow at the same time.
Yeah.
She's the person makes it high and low.
Are there any other like are there any housewives that you think could be like that kind of like that walk that line? You know what I mean? Like
I'm gonna say Giselle.
Yeah, because she's not really self, like she knows that she dresses bad, but she lives in that. She's like, I'm not paying for a stylist.
She lives in that, and her home is as tacky as can be.
She's like, and I'm going to, y'all go see it every night on chat room. I'm going to show y'all this big, ugly chair.
I'm going to say it's the West Wing, and I'm going to go for it. I'm going to go hard on it. And I think she does that. Who do you think hits that middle ground perfectly?
That sweet spot. I really have to think about it for a second. You know, I'm hoping now that we're going to see more of Sutton.
Yes.
She is self-aware, right? But I don't think she understands like her place on this show. She like stood out like a sore thumb from the day one. And I was like, who is this woman? And she has no manners, even though she's a queen of etiquette.
Yes.
You know what I mean? And I'm just like, who is this? I don't know. I hope if we see more of her, she kind of still does that walk. Because she's the closest thing that we'll get to Kim Richards again on that show, that kooky energy. I like a kooky bitch. Like
especially in Beverly Hills.
Yeah.
That's what they need. And I'm at first I didn't mess with Sutton. And then I'm like, I can appreciate you. I can appreciate what you're bringing.
I like an underdog.
Yes. She has full underdog energy. And I wonder to what heights she'll soar with a diamond in her hand.
With Giselle by her side, I think we're going to do it. I saw a clip of the new season where she's hanging out with Garcelle and one of Garcelle's Black friends, which I love because anytime Garcelle is on camera with one of her friends and only filming with her close girlfriends, I sit back and I'm like, this is the first time I've ever seen, and you see the Bravo thing on the corner, you're like, it's the first time I've seen only Black women on Beverly Hills. You know what I mean? It's like, whoa, it's crazy. Yes. Like, I saw that this week with, I noticed that this last week with Real Housewives of New York, and Ebony was filming with her sister, or not her sister, her friend. And her sat back and I was like, wait, this is the first time we've had just like two Black women in an apartment in New York talking on Real Housewives of New York.
Talking and,
like,
and talking about moving to Harlem and Real about, Housewives.
She's like, and she's talking about like, I got a shitty credit score. They took, she's like, they repoed my car. I was like, what?
And I'm like, this is real. This is real. Ugh, I'm very pleased with Ebony's debut.
I am. We'll talk more about her. I definitely want to dig into her with you. I see your opinions on all of that. Jocelyn's Cabaret. Have you seen it?
I have not, but I've heard tell many a thing.
I'm not asking you to. I'm not asking you to walk that walk.
I will not download Zeus, no matter how it comes to me. It could hit me in the face with a $1 million rebate, and I'm not going to do that.
Yeah, I got bored. I did my little 1 month. I put a little timer on myself just to get a couple of episodes. My friend Jonathan, shout out Jonathan Lawhorn, true awesome guest on the podcast. He and I just like go in about that show. I mean,
oh my god,
the wildest of the wild. You have to see it. You have to have a stomach of steel.
Maybe I'll try to find. I'll do some digging online because literally nothing will get me to download Zeus. Black China and Tokyo Tony couldn't get me to download Zeus.
They so just I'm like. Setting us back 80 years. Like, it's crazy.
Oh, Lord.
They are fussing and fighting, throwing stuff, tearing each other's wigs off. But some of the jokes in between are top tier. It's mess to the nth degree. Oh, it's crazy.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I don't know.
Man, I will say I loved her when she went toe-to-toe with Wendy. I think it was last week. And Jocelyn went toe-to-toe with Wendy. And that
y'all gonna learn to leave Wendy alone though. She may seem out of it today. Yes. She said, give me my flowers. Wendy took some fake flowers and threw them at the screen.
Here you go. And also Wendy's obsession still with getting the shoe cam shot was, I mean, she's like, no matter what you do, I'll do my job. I will do my job.
Y'all must have forgot about Wendy. That time she read Omarosa, she said, thank you for coming on my show.
Yeah.
Audience or no audience, Wendy gonna get your ass together in the editing room or online. Like, that's why I love Wendy. Yeah, Jocelyn's Cabaret, you know, whatever. That's a moment. It's just like, it's like all fighting, zero cabaret. I mean, they've maybe had one.
Yeah, I was wondering where the cabaret would come in on that program.
They danced once and still fought in the dance studio. Awesome. It's crazy, yeah.
Awesome.
Speaking of fights. You don't watch Real Housewives of Dallas, do you? Do you stay on top of that?
I've been keeping up from afar. They really with what's going me on. Out. Yeah. Those women are eerie. And Dark Souls. And I did watch early seasons, but I just couldn't get into the mix these past couple of years.
Yeah, it's like they're just like so truly living out the American 2020 experience, but not like they're like living it out and they're just like doing their thing, being racist, full view, and no self-awareness about how it's going to come off. And I'm just like, it's just so baffling to me that we do live in like different realities, all these people, you know. You do know Tiffany Moon was on the show.
Yes.
My favorite.
Dr. Tiffany Moon.
And she's maybe the best person that they've ever had on that show. Like the highest caliber cast member. She's witty. She's got the money. But she saw that she changed her bio yesterday and said previous housewife of Dallas because she got into a Twitter feud after the reunion aired with Cam Westcott. And then Cam Westcott's thumb of a husband.
I mean, he is the size of a thimble. And it's your Twitter fingers in your little pocket and go into somebody's sewing box and shut up.
I hate this man. I really do. Like,
I hate him too. Yes. From day one, I was like, I don't like you.
When like old white men start talking about racism and trying to educate people of color about it, I'm like,
no, sir, God. No, ma'am.
He said, anti-racism is racism. It discriminates by the color of one's skin. Do you know how many times I had to reread that tweet? I thought, you know, sometimes when something's so stupid, you're you have to reread it to be like, am I stupid? Am I missing? Like, you're like, you know what I mean? It's like,
yeah,
it's
you're like, did I miss some words in there? Or what happened? Did I have a neurological incident? Because surely this isn't what I read.
Refresh my Twitter feed just to make sure. Yeah. I don't know. And then Cam, and then what's his name? His brother got in on the mix. Chart Westcott.
Oh my God. I didn't know that.
Oh yeah. He said, I don't really know Tiffany. This is not verbatim, but he said something to the effect of, I don't know Tiffany Moon that well, but the one time I did meet her, she was blackout drunk at Cameron's house. And she said she had to leave early to go to work early the next day. Hope she wasn't hungover working on patients. And then added her employer.
Oh, you know, my God.
Tiffany's lawyer got involved on Twitter. He said they would be best advised to leave Tiffany Moon's name out of their Twitter feeds.
There you go.
Y'all can't start playing with people. And it's always these people that are like, cancel culture is crazy.
Mm-hmm. Trying to cancel someone in a heartbeat.
Yeah. Selective accountability.
Yep. Wow. I really hope that she does I hope she comes back and Cam is fired. Mm-hmm. And I hope this is a reckoning now with Real Housewives of Dallas, because from what I hear, they need it.
Yeah, they can't. It's crazy. I hate these people. There's no other way to put it. Like, you know what I mean? I'm like, we're beyond like working with them. I'm like, I hate this woman. Like, she needs to go away. Like,
I actually deeply and viscerally hate you.
Yeah. Good luck, Dr. Tiffany Moon. I love you. I don't know. Yes. They hope they figure out the casting. I mean, what do you think about like Bravo? I mean, it's like they have done so many things so poorly in the past year as it pertains to like getting involved in like these.
I mean, honestly, Bravo, the past year and year and a half, they've made like a carnival and added so many tokens to each cast because it is like, even in Summer House, which I dipped out of, but I got back into this past year. Yeah. I'm like, Sierra was there, but they literally probably were like, anyone got a black friend you can bring?
I know.
Like, yeah, someone, like, you know, sign them up.
They were lucky. She was really cute too. Exactly. And
she understood the assignment for the most part, but I'm like, we don't need just you tossing random black and brown bodies into these casts just to seem woke and like you finally turned on.
Sierra understood the assignment, but Sierra also went into it like with the sense of, no, you're not going to bring your black ass in here and act a fool with these white people. She was watching them fight. She was the entire time. She was always just like, well, that's crazy. I don't know. I'm going to be in my bed. That's crazy. I'm going to be in my bedroom. She was like,
I'm going to be in this messy bed. And I know, y'all gonna like, keep on fighting.
I know. She's like, this is crazy. Please stop texting me after 9. I love that. How are you going to be in a Hamptons house and people will be like, don't text me after 9 p.m.? Like, girl, what?
What is such a crazy rule? But I'm like, yep, you better not text her after 9 or else I'm going to come for you, Luke.
But I do love her. I love them all in my own way, you know? Yeah. But Jonathan, like, loves her. My friend Jonathan, he's like, he goes up for her just because she wasn't with the mess. You know,
she wasn't with the mess. I hope we get to Hannah, but Jesus
Christ. We're gonna get into that. Yeah, she was on the podcast before. She was on 2 months ago, and we were talking all about the Luke stuff. It's well, you've read the news, right?
Yes, yes.
We'll get to that. Everyone's favorite social justice warrior, Portia Luther King.
Oh,
now, where are you? I mean, are you a Portia stan? Are you
Here's the thing. I appreciate Portia. Yeah. Like, I feel like she has grown in certain aspects, which really impresses me. Yeah. And I think that she makes good television. And I think that we have to respect her for that. And of course, I respect her, you know, progressive mindset and all she's done with BLM. But her current shenanigans, I can't quite, you know, speak as boldly about.
People really like love her. And I'm sorry. Yeah. I never forgot what she did to Candy. Like,
yes. Oh my God. You're so right. You're
always
so
talk
right.
about Phaedra, but like Phaedra started the rumor, right? Because she told Portia, but Portia is the one who brought it up on camera. Like, and then everyone seemed to forget that fact and forgive Portia. And I don't know.
Phaedra's out here fired and sitting on Watch What Happens Live as those we've lost.
I've always looked at Portia a little bit sideways ever since she did that to Candy. And she's always moved a little bit funny to me. And I'm, you know, and I'm always with Team Candy because Candy was just minding her business, being a little freak. You know, Candy's like, yeah, I'm a freak.
Living her candy-coated life, just chilling in the dungeon.
She's like, I be sucking and fucking, what? Like, yeah. She's like, what of it? But I don't know. I feel like Portia is like a secret freak and doesn't like to put all of her stuff out there. And I think she moves a little bit funny. And I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm not fully a Kenya stan either.
Me either. I tried hard to be a Kenya stan. I really did because I'm like, I unfortunately see a lot of similarities between the two of us. And that's something that I will be working through in therapy. Like, I just feel like we're very strong-willed. I know, right? We're very strong-willed and have a high sense of self.
Yeah.
And aren't afraid to let those be the forward parts of our personalities.
Yeah.
She chooses to use this set of skills for evil, and I choose to use them for good. But I think that with Kenya, I also, and I hate to say this, but the biggest thing that bothers me about her is she lies about her hair being real. Like, I know for a fact there's at least one track in there. Like, there's a track or two that you're not owning up.
She gets some help.
Yeah. And I'm like, I'm sure you have long, beautiful, great hair on your own, but we know just by virtue of being a public figure, you have extra hair in your head.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's just the fact of the game. So that to me is of all the things she's done, beautiful hair, beautiful gowns.
The gowns.
The gowns, beautiful. So I just think that has always been a roadblock for me. But she's a stunning woman. Every time I've seen her in person, she's beautiful.
Yeah. I'm not team twirl. I'm not team anybody on Atlanta anymore because that's so fucking sleepy to me. But obviously everybody, we didn't even say, like, I mean, what we're talking about is that Portia is now engaged to Fallon's soon-to-be ex-husband.
Yes.
Fallon being the friend of on the show who was brought in as Portia's friend. Mm-hmm. And now Portia's online saying that she wasn't really ever friends with Fallon. She's one of those type of girls. She's like, well, I was never really friends with her. Then why were you in that lady's pool? You were in that lady's house in front of her man, drinking her liquor, smiling in her face, kikiing her husband, and all that time.
Who knows? And it's so messy because, so I covered this on my small plug radio show on Radio Andy on Friday. So Fallon and Simon were first filed for divorce in January, then took back the divorce at the end of January, refiled again in February, and then things sort of simmered down at the end of April. Okay. So I'm like, things are very much ongoing. So for Portia to say it's been a month, I'm like, that means y'all start dating early April when there were settlements galore just running amok in the courthouse. So what is the truth? And something in the milk truly isn't clean. Rancid. And she needs to come forward with the correct timeline and actually state the fact that she was friends with Fallon, especially since she brought her onto the show.
Yeah, it's not looking good.
It's not looking good. And what do you think of the pregnancy rumors?
Oh, God. I mean, it would be true with her.
Yeah.
She stays in the mess. I think that's why I think that's the only reason why she would tell us this right now, because she's probably like, well, it's going to come out soon. It's going to come out in the wash. It's going to come out in the wash.
Yep. And I'm like, there's something underneath that. There's another story here that we're going to get in the coming weeks. And I truly can't wait to see what shocking tale it is.
It's funny that all the former housewives and the other people in this sphere, their reactions to it, like Nene was like commenting and she said, initially she saw the post, I guess. And she commented, she's like, oh my God, I love this. Choose love always. You know what I mean? And then like, it's, I guess like hours later, she was on Twitter and she was like, wait, y'all saying that she was with that girl that was on the show? Oh, I didn't know all that. It was just like, she was like coming. It was like, she was live tweeting, realizing she's like, I didn't watch the past season. Y'all saying that guy was with the girl?
That girl and she was with her?
She was like, oh, maybe I'll take that back. I don't know. That's messy.
It's so funny. And I'm like, the fact that in real time, like you said, in real time, people figuring out how truly horrific the story is and messy and muddy it is even better than the story itself.
I know. And I don't really like, you know, it's a good week for Team Twirl, but like, I can't really get down with anything Kenya, really, because the whole Bolo stuff too. It's like, she's just like shaming sex workers and shaming just like, she's freak bitches. And it's just like, let them have sex. Who cares? It's
let them do what they want to do and leave it at that.
Sex positive. You went like, I'm so tired. This, I hate this show. I'm sorry. I really do. I was, like I said, I was watching it and I was trying to watch it. I didn't watch one episode of The Reunion.
Me either.
I don't like any of this shit. It stinks. Yeah. It's so boring. It's stale. It's sleepy. Oh my God. I hate all the men on this show. It's just like, there's no joy to be derived from it. I need a full recasting. What would you do? How would you fix it?
I would recast. And I have a love-hate relationship with the city of Atlanta in general. True, it sort of gives me the heebie-jeebies, if you will. I would let it sit on ice for
a while.
And like, I don't know who we could find in Atlanta that is... I really don't want to speak out of turn because I have loved ones who live in the city. Mm-hmm. But I just think Atlanta has had its moment.
Yeah, it was.
And
it was
Atlanta needs to let another city shine.
In the pop culture lexicon, I feel like Atlanta, it's like it had like a boost when we'd had that show. Love and Hip Hop was a thing. Yes. Love and Hip Hop Atlanta. There were a lot of shows based out of Atlanta, right? It kind of tapered off a bit and they show out all the time. They were acting crazy all 2020. They almost lost this election. Well, they won the election for us, really, but thank you. But I mean,
thank you for that. However, politics. Pivot towards politics. We'll take a break from entertainment and see where we go from there.
Yeah, I wish y'all showed up at the polls just a little bit more the way y'all was showing up at the club all of COVID. But listen, I'm sorry, y'all. I love y'all. I love all of us, but we. Yeah, it is. It's had its moment, but it hasn't like Jersey Shore and the state of New Jersey had a moment at the same time, right? Like Jersey Shore and all of that, and Real Housewives of New Jersey, but it still kind of maintained that
its level because it never really hit the heights of Atlanta. People knew about it, and it was more of a destination rather than like a getaway destination rather than a place people are like, I want to live there now. And it hasn't been mucked up by fame and celebrity. Jersey Shore is always gonna be Jersey Shore, whereas with Atlanta I have pages upon pages of notes for the city. And I fear we don't have enough time in the universe to go through them all.
And for that show too, stop casting famous people. Let's go back to casting like random women that just like were living their life. NeNe was living her life. We didn't know who she was. And we were like introduced to her and we were like, who is this?
Yeah.
Don't give me another Drew. I don't care if she was on. I don't care if she has a brand that she's trying to like build. I don't, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just weird. And I feel like they shade culture ruined that show. I mean, a lot of it is just them being mean-spirited to each other, and they don't even care about each other. They're just like, your teeth, da-da-da, you fix your hair. And it's like, you don't even like her.
Why?
Are we on vacation with each other if you don't even like this bitch? Like, stop.
And that's what I feel like the beauty of shows like New York did. It's like bringing in women who... like
They're not attacking each other's appearance,
but and they also have genuine connections outside of the show and have... things that are actually tangible where you can be like, oh, they know each other from here. Not, oh, I heard of so-and-so and they're, and everyone in Atlanta has heard of everyone in Atlanta. I'm not impressed by you hearing of someone there. So it's like, give me some sort of connection and some real life people. And now we have to be honest with ourselves. A lot of these women are too famous to have connections with people who are civilians. So we need to go away from casting from the network of the cast and slowly but surely take them away and find new groups of women who are connected in some way and let them rise up.
The magic of Potomac.
Yep, the magic of Potomac.
There's no one famous living in Potomac.
Absolutely.
You know, now there is, but there wasn't before.
There wasn't before, trust me. And no one famous is thinking of moving there despite the success of the show. So
I hope they figure it out. I don't know.
I don't know. Not our problem.
Yeah, not our problem. Let's move from there to another problem. Real Housewives of New York. Are you watching?
I am absolutely watching.
Do you like it?
I always have a soft spot for New York. And
yeah,
so,
me too. It's like but what exists right now is not it for me. But I'm gonna watch it.
But I will watch it till my little eyes bleed. Oh yeah, I'm not fake ass bitch out of it. Yeah, like I'm a fake ass bitch. I feel like, that I'm way about it, Beverly Hills too. Yeah,
yeah, I'm gonna watch the shit out of it, but I'm not gonna enjoy it the way I should.
I'm not gonna enjoy it. It's gonna be a chore. But guess what? It's recorded, and I will watch.
It's not hidden. It's not hitting this season. It's not. But like, you know, Ebony is carrying it for me right now. She's the only one that I'm interested in really seeing how she's going to maneuver this group of friends. But it feels like she is coming in. Again, these people got too big now. Like Ramona, everyone's going to have an opinion on Ramona because you've been watching her on TV. You're not going to come in and, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not have a preconceived notion of like who she is. So it's interesting. I think the casting there is like has to be we need 7 or 8 women. I mean,
and it's such a small cast this season. I don't know what they're gonna do. We need we need extra bodies just to fluff it up a little bit.
I mean, they were at Ramona's house and Ebony, well, like they all got rooms and they had not enough women to even fill up the lower level this year,
which is crazy.
No one got the lower level.
Crazy. And I'm like, we're going to be at Ramona's house for a week, which means we'll get another episode and a half out of this. And that means they're only interacting with themselves and not outside people, aside from, as Ramona would say, the help.
Yeah.
But I'm like, we need some more stimulation in the atmosphere with New York.
I want that like season 5 energy where it was when they brought 3 new women on and then they left 3 of the old, and it kind of felt like this, like who's going to mesh well with them. And Luann kind of meshed with them really well. And Ramona was like, not, it was like, I need that energy again. Give me 3 girls that I want to meet 3 new girls. And then I want to see,
but then we're going to have to lose Lou, Ramona and Sonia, which
you could leave those 3 and add 3 new women. And
true.
2 new women in addition to Ebony and Leah, and just like even it out a little bit. Let's have some new energy in there. Sonia's got to go for me. Sonia could be a friend of.
She's giving friend of, but she also, I will say, have you been following her stay at Josh Flagg's house on Instagram?
No. Yeah, I heard that
she's staying in Beverly Hills at Josh Flagg's house.
Is she breaking stuff?
Yes, she's broken things in the kitchen. She broke his vintage car.
Who's Josh Flagg?
He is from Million Dollar Listing, LA, and he's one of the realtors. Okay. And it's just been a saga of her overstaying her welcome. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, we need more of that, Sonia, on New York, but she's not going to get as messy as she could on camera anymore.
Yeah, and it's like there's no new story. We're just like, it's Groundhog Day. I'm tired of talking about, is she drinking? Is she not drinking? She's talking about the house. I'm like, we need some new scenery here. Something. Like,
But I'll stick with it no matter what.
Yeah. Ebony's great.
Ebony's great. I'm proud of Ebony. I'm very excited to see where we go with her. I hope she takes Lemon to Harlem, even though I know it's going to be like the Sex and the City episode where Samantha goes to Harlem and she talks about how they were security scanning her going into a club. So I know it's going to be
some
racist.
Isn't it the one where she fucked the chef or something?
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Okay, ridiculousness. So, yeah.
So it's going to be hard to watch, but I'm prepared.
I'm interested to see how this Brashan works into the mix. You know that there's like the other black woman that comes on.
Yes.
And I heard that she's like a dud from like inside people from the show. Like she's kind of like won't be back on the show. She really looked at it more as like this is from what I hear.
Okay.
Looked at it more as like a networking opportunity. Like, you know what I mean? Coming on to like, you
that's
know,
disappointing.
Build a brand, which is like,
that's
you know,
disappointing.
She's a public speaker. She's like a motivational speaker. So obviously she was like, oh, this is a really great gig for me, as opposed to being like, I would love to be friends with these crazy women, you know? You got to find women who have like nothing going on in their lives and they like make this their life. You know what I mean?
So yes, who are begging for some interaction.
Exactly. I want to talk to you about more. I want to talk to you about Bethany's. Have you seen Bethany's show?
Absolutely not.
Oh, you won't do it. You're not a Bethany.
I won't do it. I used to be a Bethany fan, but obviously she has overstayed her welcome.
She needs to go back to Roni. I mean, but she won't.
She won't. I actually won't say that she won't. I would give her in a few years, she would come back and try to like do what always done and revamp it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I could see that. She can't stay away.
No, she can't, because the people are, her show and her new show probably won't do well. So she's going to need something. Yeah, she's going to need something to keep her.
Everything she does flops.
Always, except for Roni. And I'm like, why are you leaving that then?
She's almost like the female early Donald Trump. Like she is built.
Ooh, yes.
You know what I mean? She's like built this like brand of like being a crazy entrepreneur and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Like when you really probably think about it, like she's got like, you know, the skinny girl thing, obviously.
Yes.
We're going to shit on that. But like every other venture that she's tried to do has just flopped.
Didn't really do what it should.
Yeah. So we'll see. I want to talk about more. I want to talk about the Hannah stuff with Summer House. A lot of stuff. Tell people about projects that you've got going on. Tell them about your podcast. We didn't really talk about your podcast. What episodes are coming up of your podcast?
So we did season one, which is sort of at the moment a like capsule season. So we, at least for reality TV, and we covered The Housewives, Kardashians, Bachelor, Bachelorette, Survivor, Great British Bake Off, like all of your favorite shows. So that was truly fun, especially as someone who is obsessed with reality TV. But aside from that, I'm on a radio show called Smith Sisters Live. On Radio Andy, which airs live on Fridays at 11 a.m. Eastern, 8 a.m. Pacific. And we just do deep dives on pop culture. And outside of that, I'm just writing for TV and publications.
Cool. What was the recent topic on your sister's show?
We covered Portia, obviously.
And what'd
we
your sister say?
Oh my God, they were floored by the mess. They were floored. We couldn't even, we could barely get through the segment, because the biggest shocker is Simon is offering $50,000 to anyone who can prove that he cheated on Fallon, which I'm like, you're going to regret
that.
I'm like,
shit, maybe, I know, I'm going to, I know, I'm like, let me look, shit.
I know, like let me get on Google, okay?
The night that all started happening, Black Twitter was ablaze. I had to just turn off my phone. They were dragging up and down the timeline. They called Miss Diane. They were calling her Storm. They were getting in her mama's ass. They were like, if Miss Diane had been when worried about da-da-da-da-da, her daughter wouldn't be sleeping with. I was like, oh my God. Y'all know y'all calling the Storm.
Messy. Oh my God. So we covered that. We covered Bennifer 2.0, and we covered Little Mix, what they've been doing, which is a British girl band.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Because one of them left?
One of them left. Two of them are pregnant. One of them has a new documentary out, and they were like speaking truth at the Brits when they won an award. The first girl group to win Best Group of the Year award, I think.
Mm-hmm. They have bangers.
They do. And I forgot. And I'm like, used to listen to them because they had one called DNA that was really good. And then another one.
What is it? Sweet Melody?
Mm-hmm. Is it? I can't even remember.
Yeah.
But I'm like, I gotta listen back to them because I remember liking their music, even though I can't remember a single lyric.
Everybody stream Sweet Melodies by Little Mix. That song goes. it's very good. Do you watch Pose? Are you? Do you care about that?
I forget. But my sister is obsessed with it, so I get some of the stuff in. But and I also obviously heard of Janet Mock's breakdown. Which I am so upset that there's not video footage of it, which there should.
I'm like, how is it 2020?
And there's no footage. I'm like, and the quotes are so specific, like they were transcribed. Mm-hmm. So there has to be footage somewhere, or at least audio.
Y'all need to have more messy bitches at these premieres, because if I was there, there would have been a live.
Yeah.
It would have been live. And
people are dropping the ball. Okay.
Okay. Well, let's talk about that. Let's talk about that in the bonus episode. I want to get into that with you. Guys, go to the bonus page where it's patreon.com/theBList to subscribe. And we're going to talk about more. And tell them where to follow you on social.
At Mariah on Instagram. And at Mariah, M-R-I-A-H on Twitter.
Cool. See you guys on the B-side. Bye.
Bye.